Hi, Daddy.
Has ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as good. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out.
All right, we are golden. We are golden. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of ATL Dreaming with Edub and Yakiri. We are back once again this Sunday. A little bit different. There's a little bit different vibe in the air now, Yakiri. And we're going to let the folks know why there's a different vibe. But if you're a Dream fan, come on in. Let us know how you feel about today's game.
Today's victory.
It's been a long time coming, but first let me get through the pleasantries. Miss Yakiri, how are you doing today, dear? How was your day?
Hola. Much better than last Sunday.
What was that? Last Sunday's a distant memory. Don't be bringing up old stuff.
You're right.
Don't be bringing up old stuff.
I'm telling you, this has been a wonderful day, wonderful win, and I'm so eager to talk about it.
Awesome. Well, my day was good too. We talked a little bit offline. I did a lot of honeydew stuff around the house, got some things moved, and we're celebrating today, right?
That's it. Party over here, party over there.
We are celebrating a dream victory, and people may be like, what's wrong with them? Look, man, it's been a long time coming. I don't even know what number we were at with as far as the losing streak were concerned. All that matters
is that today.
Today we're back in the win column. So if you saw the game, go ahead and give us a chat. Let us know what you think about the victory on today. We're definitely going to talk about that game. We're going to talk about the week that was. We have our headline. We have a parting shot. Typical format of how we do it. If this is your first time into the show, welcome. I am joined by the wonderful Yakiri Thomas, Chicks in the Sports. And let's get into it, dear. So first of all, the Dream, they are 3-11. However, yes. However, if you really look at it, the WNBA is stacked kind of top heavy, which is good for the Dream because we are only, count them, two games out of the playoffs. We're only two games out of the playoffs. So that eighth seed is like, I think they have like five wins. Mm-hmm. Dream have three. Mm-hmm. So despite being 3-11, we're only two games out of the playoffs, right?
Right.
So how does that make you feel? Like, and I'm usually the pessimist. You're usually the optimist. I'm doing your job. I'm sorry.
I'm so optimistic. I mean, again, I'm excited. I know that it's a possibility, you know. Coach Nikki said it best. Defend, rebound, and take care of the basketball. We could get there, you know.
It's not a far-fetched possibility because, mm-hmm, like I said, the league right now is kind of top heavy. You have your kind of your elite teams and everybody else is kind of scratching and clawing for those, mm-hmm, that eight spot, seven spot, six spot. It's very manageable. So there's still hope. So we're not shutting the door on hope yet. We're not shutting the door. There's still a lot of basketball to be played. And man,
I'm excited. I'm excited.
So let's go back into the week that was.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we got to talk about it. So on Wednesday they lost against the Washington Mystics 91-98. And the Friday night game, let's start with the Friday night game. So they take the LA Sparks, who are one of the top tier teams in the league, to overtime. Personally, I feel that they should have won that game. But
you think?
Candace Parker hits a shot with what?
Buzzer beater. at the
3 buzzer. Seconds, 4 seconds.
Yeah, right at the buzzer.
Drives the lane on Glory Johnson, and I mean, you can't really be mad on Glory. I thought I would have liked to see her be a little bit more hands on, but she was trying not to foul, because mm-hmm. the one thing you don't want to do is foul her and let her make the shot.
Exactly.
I know I was a wreck going into overtime. How did you feel going into overtime? Did you feel that they kind of lost momentum, or did you feel like they still kind of had it?
Oh my gosh. When we went into overtime, I felt like they lost momentum because we were so close. We were so close, but that freaking beast, Candace Parker, Candace freaking Parker, MVP, I mean, showed herself. And there we are. There we are. In
Candace Parker showed why she is one of the greats to ever do it, man. Definitely going to be in the women's. Do the women have a Hall of Famer, or do they share it with the men? I think they share it with the men.
I think they do share it with
yeah,
the men.
Yeah, she's definitely a Hall of Famer, man. Definitely mm-hmm. a Hall of Famer.
For sure.
From everything she's done at Tennessee and in the WNBA. You got to salute. You got to tip your cap to her. And but I will say this, looking for a silver lining, it was good to see how well they fought against that Sparks team.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a blowout because you've lost all these teams mm-hmm. against all these games. They went in and they showed a lot of fight. One of the things that I have on here, of course, welcome to the bubble, Glory Johnson, because she had a game against the Sparks. What were your thoughts watching Glory?
Oh, my gosh.
Against the Sparks?
She's a vet.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, yeah. She showed herself. I was like, oh my gosh, who is this? We need to see more of her.
Exactly.
More and more and more. So yeah, again, that fight at the end, unbelievable, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to see more. More.
Definitely. You definitely want to see. It was good to see her. It looked like she was a little bit more active. Mm-hmm. It looked like she's finally starting to be a little bit more comfortable within this offense. And Coach Nikki said after today's game, "Look, man, we're practicing as we play."
She did say that.
They're not getting practice time. You have all of these players. You had three of them that had COVID mm-hmm. that had no training camp. I mean, and Coach Nikki said today, you know, we knew that we were going to play our best ball a little bit later mm-hmm. into the ball game. I mean, later mm-hmm. into the season. And so even though they lost the two games against the Mystics and the Sparks, mm-hmm. I was very pleased with the effort. How about you?
Oh, heck to the, you know, piggybacking off you just said, Coach Nikki saying that again, practice is the game. So going into the game, amazing, amazing end, amazing defeat. I'm ready to talk about each individual player. Can we go to the each individual?
Let's do it. I failed to ask the question before we get into today's game. I failed to ask the question about Kennedy, about when she's coming back. Now,
Isn't it two weeks?
I think it's been 2 weeks, but I didn't catch. Did you interview Nikki? Did you catch the post game today? I didn't do the post game either. And that would have kind of been the best time to ask her. And after the game, everybody was excited that we got the win. Nobody asked about Kennedy.
Where's Kennedy? Right.
It was like, yo, when's Kennedy going back? But, you know, the initial thing was 2 weeks. So we're hopeful that maybe next week, I don't know if she'll be doubtful or maybe middle of the week. I'm not sure, but we'll definitely keep an eye on that. And hopefully it'll be good to have some more energy injected into this team. We're hoping that she comes back. So today's game, 78-75. Oh, I didn't do a headline. We got to do a headline.
Oh, the headline.
Headline for the week. Do you have your headline ready? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you this. My headline that I just came up with, matter of fact, is solid gold.
I love it. I love it.
But I'm gonna let you go first, because ladies first.
But you know what? I almost did too. You know, I had one just in case.
Uh-huh.
But this one is for the win. I'm so excited. DreamWorks makes the teamwork. Atlanta snaps 10 game.
Oh my gosh. Say that one more time.
DreamWorks makes the teamwork. Atlanta snaps their 10 game losing streak.
So I would kid you not if I tell you that I had the exact same highlight, the exact same headline, except mine said teamwork makes the dream work. So it was, we had the exact same thing. Teamwork makes the dream work. We are here. In sync. We are in midday form. So we're feeling good right about now, man. We're feeling good right about now. So let's get into it. 78-75, they get the W today. Mm-hmm. Four players in double figures. I know that's what you're always looking for. Mm-hmm. Four players in double figures, and we're going to talk about those players. Benasia and Monique leading the squad with 16, and of course, later on, we want to hear your player of the game. If you're in the chat, if you're listening to us, go ahead and chat us up. Let us know who your player of the game was this game. And so I'm going to be honest with you. I was, like I was telling you, I was moving furniture and doing a whole bunch of stuff today.
Right.
And I didn't actually join the game until the second quarter. And when I joined, the Dream were down 38-26. And Lexi Brown was shooting threes like it was shoot around.
Right.
I turned on the game and I was like, wait a minute. I didn't even have a chance to get my beverage yet. I'm like, yo, we already down 12. Lexi Brown shooting wide open threes. That second quarter was abysmal.
Yes.
And Coach Nikki got into him at halftime. Because what did she say after the presser? About how she talked to the folks at halftime.
What was the word used? I can't quite remember, but in so many words, she had a stern talking to the team.
Yeah,
stern.
She got in them. That's what she did. So, yeah, man, she gets in them, and that third quarter, man, and that's where really the thing started to take a different turn, because they slashed that 14-point deficit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you see from that team that third quarter, man, when they got back into it? And before you know it, you're like, oh, crap, we're tied the game up.
Yes. 1 point, then the back and forth. Again, best word I can describe, teamwork. Teamwork this time. Teamwork. Everyone was communicating. The shots were connecting. Oh, my gosh. Who is this team?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, I could believe what I was watching, because I said, look, I said this last week, mm-hmm. in order for this team to win, you're going to have to play together as a team. And I said last week, this is what I want to see from Nikki, is I want to see a cohesion. And that's what I saw, because mm-hmm. it wasn't one person who said, okay, you guys get on my mm-hmm. back. Because again, mm-hmm. we don't have an Asia Wilson. We don't have a Candace Parker. We don't have, it's gotta be collective. And they mm-hmm. were collectively moving as a unit, man. And that third quarter, man, who really stuck out to you, like, as far as, like, everybody balling?
Benasia, again. Benasia. Again. Okay, go ahead. Shout out. Do your shout out.
No, shout out to Benasia, man. She almost had a triple-double, and we'll get into the numbers.
Exactly.
I think she was, what? Was she two assists short? Two rebounds short mm-hmm. of a almost a triple-double.
Triple-double.
Man.
Yep. Blake Dietrich.
Yeah, shout out to Blake. 13 points off the bench. Was shooting that thing. Hey, she was shooting that thing.
I told you about Blake. I told you last week about Blake. Am I right?
This is me eating crow. I'm going to eat some crow on that, because she balled out today, and I was good to see it. See, I say stuff to motivate, Kerry. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I say stuff to motivate.
Yes.
And she came out and she had a good game. She was shooting that thing. She was active. She had her turnovers down. She only had two turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to see her play well. It was good to see her after the game
smiling.
And, you know, because these girls, man, they play hard, man. Mm-hmm. They play hard. And it was just such a good feeling. So the fourth quarter comes along. They take the lead early.
Yeah.
And tell me your thoughts, because I wrote down a question in my notes when I was watching the game. I said, mm-hmm. will they have the legs in the fourth quarter to close? That was kind of my only concern mm-hmm. going mm-hmm. forward. What were your thoughts as far as the fourth quarter was going on, thinking, okay, are we going to be able to close this out? Because it was still back and forth.
Fourth, yeah, exactly. Total back and forth. I was confused at one point, like, I'm discombobulated. Are they going to win? Wait, they took the lead? Okay, calm down. But again, Monique Billing, you know, she woke up. She came out and showed who she was in the first game when we saw her before. I was shocked. Yeah. But I knew it was in her. I knew she had it.
This was a testament to how hard these girls scratch and claw and just get it done, because they were gassed. Like, they were tired. I mean, even
you could see it.
At one point, I saw when E. Will had the jump ball while she's waiting for the ref to have the jump ball. She's got her hands on her hips. And we all know what the hands on the hips mean, right?
I'm tired. Sick and tired.
She was tired, man. She was tired. So, shout out to E. Will, man. And yes. So, let's dive into some of these stats.
This segment is brought to us by awelltogetherman.com. Make sure you check out awelltogetherman.com. It is a website for men that deals with grooming, fashion, entrepreneurship, and fitness. They're good friends of the Hawks Beat. Shout out to our guy, Rufus Addison. They do a great job over there. Make sure you stop by today at welltogetherman.com and be one of those men who are leaders, not followers, men who take care of themselves, and men that have some self-respect. Shout out once again to welltogetherman.com.
Okay, go ahead.
For the game. So we'll start with the starters. And I'll just pick out some folks randomly. Monique Billings, 16 points, 13 rebounds. Talk a little bit about Mo.
The energy tonight with Mo. The energy. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Monique Billings, again, you know, at first we did kind of talk about it in the first couple of shows about how she kind of faded to black. But she came back and she showed us who she was and why she is on the Atlanta Dream.
Yeah, it was good to see her play well. I mean, it's always good to see Monique play well.
Absolutely.
And what I'm doing here is I'm trying to navigate my cord because my battery is about to fail.
To die. Okay.
And my son isn't here helping me. EJ, come here, son. Go and it's tangled up a little bit so it can reach, so I can plug it and get in daddy some more juice.
Aw, thank you. Hi, EJ. You're such a good son.
My EJ is my production assistant, and he will probably get paid a whopping $1 when all this is finished.
I'll be his agent. I'll negotiate the contract.
Negotiate a better pay rate. Right. Yeah, yeah. Monique, great game, really good on the boards today, and I tweeted out. She gives a different face to this team when she is energetic and when she's on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
There's two different Moniques. There's aggressive Monique and there's kind of passive Monique. We need to see aggressive Monique, because when she shows up on that stat sheet, totally different team. Totally different team. E. Will, what are your thoughts on E. Will? I thought she was very solid today.
Solid.
8 points. Let's see. 8 points. And to assist. How many rebounds she has? She only had 2 rebounds? I thought she was good defensively. They had some trees in there, and Eid always looks kind of undersized out there. Thank you, son. I thought she missed a bunny with like 3 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? When she hit the lane, she was going to the lane. She missed the layup, and I was like, oh, no. But she got her redemption, and she almost did. Like 2 minutes later, I think it was a give and go. She hit a, I don't know, was it a jumper or was it a layup?
It was a jumper.
Yeah, she hit a little jumper, and I think that stretched the lead from 3 to 5. So I don't really have anything to say about any of the players today. Let's talk about your girl, Banasia. 16 points.
Banasia.
10 assists.
Yes.
8 rebounds, 2 assists, closer to a triple dub.
What
more can we say about Banasia that we haven't already said about her? She's been the testament of consistency all year long on both sides of the court. What did you see out of Banasia?
Amazed by her energy. Question was for her after the game, you know, talk about your energy. How are you able to consistently, consistently.
You got it out.
You know, took a minute. Consistently, you know, be consistent. And she spoke on it. She said every game she tries to be very energetic. And that's the truth. We see this from her every single game. So I have nothing bad to say about Banasia.
Excellent, excellent. She's definitely going to be, I know, in the running for your player of the game. Courtney Williams. Another good game. She kind of teetered off toward the end. She finished with 14. Mm-hmm. Coach went with Blake a little bit more down the stretch, and that was kind of an interesting call. Mm-hmm. Blake had it going. You know, she had it going, so you mm-hmm. can't really, you know, I think Coach was just really excited about the cohesiveness of that unit. I don't think she wanted to disturb it, even though we all kind of wanted Courtney in, you know, but Blake was, she was knocking down shots. She was playing well. 14 for Courtney. I still thought her energy was good. Is she still kind of on the mend? What are your thoughts on Courtney today?
Still consistent. You know, Courtney got what, double? Didn't she get my double digits? Huh?
14 points. She shot the ball well too. That's 7 of 15, which is, you know, close to 50%. Mm-hmm. I thought she played well. I thought everybody played well. And the thing about Courtney, the bar is higher for her. So mm-hmm. we kind of expect more from Courtney. So like 14 points, like, oh yeah, we kind of expect 20 or like mm-hmm. maybe even more. That's kind of a testament to who she is. Mm-hmm. But good game from Courtney tonight. All the starters played like close to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Benasia played 36 minutes. We talked about E. Will Strick.
31.
8 points. Mm-hmm. 8 points, but she was 3 of 5 shooting, which mm-hmm. means, I mean, when she took the shot, she hit it. And she strokes those three-pointers with such ease, like almost like they're free throws. And sometimes they drive me crazy, but other times I'm just like, wow.
Wow.
Like, that girl can shoot.
And you have said that from the beginning. Like, she is a freaking shooter. It was like, she's a shooter. That's it. That's her name.
She's a shooter. We talk about the players on the bench. Of course, the best bench player today was Blake with 16 points, mm-hmm. 13 points. Glory Johnson, she didn't show up much on the stat sheet, but she had 6 rebounds, and I thought that she still played really energetic. Mm-hmm. Of course, the LA game was kind of her coming out game, but yes. I really liked her energy today, even though mm-hmm. she only had 1 point. 6 boards. I really liked her energy off the bench, and I think that she's starting to find her stride with this ball club.
Interesting enough, you know, I was watching a game, watching her play. I really, after I looked at the stats, I was like, she only had 1? I thought she had more. The energy level was there, and I think that's what kind of took me out. I was like, okay. But then looking at the stats, I was like, oh. But still, again, she did study. She did a good job.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we talked about her enough. Blake, 16 points, 5 assists. You know, she really had this is probably one of the better games this year for Blake. I can't recall of a game where she really, you know, really filled the stat sheet like that. No turnovers. She really played a clean game, and without her playing that clean game, without giving her mm-hmm. those minutes with Courtney on the bench, I don't think they win that ball game.
Key piece, definitely, to the game, to the win. Key piece to the win, Blake Dietrich. Shout out, Blake.
Shout out to Blake. Blakey, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm on board now, Blake. You know what I'm saying? I ate a little crow early. I'm on board, man. Let's get on the Blake Dietrich bandwagon.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on board. It was good to see her play well today. It really was. Again, after the game, Coach talked a little bit about the post game. I asked her about what does she feel that is clicking now that maybe wasn't clicking earlier? She mentioned that, again, they're playing better because they're practicing in games, which is a crazy concept in this, like, sprint of a WNBA season. She said, look, we knew we would play our better ball later, and that's kind of what we're seeing from this Dream Team. What are your thoughts on just the overall compass of what we've seen the last 3 games? Because even the 2 games in the even the 2 games that they lost, they've still played with a lot better energy. Mm-hmm. And it seems that, look, man, we're starting to kick this thing up again.
Oh, my gosh. 10 new players. I mean, what else can we say? What else can we ask for? And you have no practice time. The game is practice.
Yeah.
You know, so, of course, I'm sitting here like, I can't be mad. You know, we can't be mad at the situation. Again, Coach reiterated, nobody told us we were going to be in a pandemic. Nobody told us we are playing in this weird, different situation. The Dream, you know, we have to stay focused and we have to support our Dream. And hey, they showed us why we're supporting them today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling when you're covering a team, and it's different because, like, when you're covering a team and you're speaking to athletes and when you're speaking to coaches, and a lot of the time where they're in person, you know what I'm saying? Where they're in the locker room, where they're
right.
At the so we don't have that feel, but there's still that connection of, hey, you know, we still pull for these folks. We still want them to win ball games. So it was good to see the brevity. It was good to see Coach smile. And Benazia had that big old glassy smile after
She's
the game.
She's always smiling.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, let's try to keep this going. And I think if nothing else, it gives them confidence knowing that, look, man, these are the last two games are the top tier teams. LA and Minnesota, they're up there at the top. You know, they're jockeying for a playoff position. And to know that they can compete night in and night out. But this is what it is going to take. So they tried, but they fell a little short today.
To the dream. We got the dub, y'all.
All right. So it is time for your Kiri's player of the game. There is a lot of people. There's a lot of candidates that are deserving of this illustrious award that comes with a Chick-fil-A gift card and a...
What? Where are you getting that at?
I'm just playing.
Right.
It is time for your Kiri's player of the game, and the winner goes to drumroll.
Boop, 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 boop. That's not a drum. Okay, there it is.
And you can't even hear my drum because I got the headphones on, so even if I beat, you're not going to be able to hear it. So.
My player of the game goes to Benazia Laney again.
Benazia Laney, congratulations. You are the winner of the pride, knowing that you got your Kiri's player of the game. The gift card is going to be in the mail. We're still checking with accounting to see if we have the
funds,
the funds to able to purchase a gift card from Chick-fil-A. But congrats to Benazia. Great game, almost with the triple dub. I know Monique could have easily been in the running as well. She was grabbing them boys like her life depended on it. And that's what we need to win. I mean, that's the energy that we're going to need to win each night in and night out. So, congrats to Miss Laney. Today's player at a glance. This is the time where we take one player and we just kind of look a little bit at them and we take a glance into a little bit of who they are, where they came from, a little bit of their stats. And it's the time where I usually try to stop your Kiri with some type of trivia. So today's player of player at a glance is none other than Courtney M. Williams. Courtney Williams was born May 11th, 1994. What do you remember about the year 1994? And I'm not going to date you, but tell me what you remember about the year 1994.
Tupac was alive.
In
1994.
Tupac was alive.
In 1994.
You can't deny it. Tupac was alive.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Tupac, man. Rest in peace. 1994, I'm trying to think. Ninth grade. I was still on that West Coast stuff, man. I was still having the residuals from Snoop and Dre and
for Pop. Sure. Yes.
You know, ninth grade. So
West Coast.
I just started driving. Like I had like my little restrictor license so I could drive with like a parent or an adult in the car. So, you know, I'm laid back. You know what I'm saying? 1994 was a good year. But that was the year Courtney Williams was born. Oh my God. She played her high school ball at Charlton County High School. And she signed with where did she play her college ball at Miss Ucuri?
I'll take University of South Florida for 100, Alex.
There it is, University of South Florida. Shout out to, because you know, originally I'm from Tampa. So University of South Florida is right at the crib, man. It's right down the street from where I used to stay at. Shout out to the 813. I used to play ball at USF, a high school. They had like these basketball courts. I used to go play ball there all the time, man. Shout out to USF, the 813. I didn't even know she was from the crib. I mean, like, she played ball from the crib, man. I didn't really follow her that much in college. But yeah, man. So she is initially was born in Folkestone, Georgia.
Where that at?
I was about to ask you if you knew where Folkestone is, because I don't know. Look, she's don't know where Folkestone is. I just know it's somewhere in Georgia. She stands 5'8", so she's not the tallest, but she's got the heart of a lion. Again, she played college ball at South Fulton. She was drafted number 8 overall by the Phoenix Mercury. And the Atlanta Dream are her third team that she has played with in the WNBA. She's played with the Phoenix Mercury, which is interesting. She was drafted by Phoenix. She played a year there, and then she went to Connecticut, which is kind of weird. I don't know why they would draft you, and then next year, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's something behind that that I don't know. But she played with Connecticut. Of course, last year she got her team to the WNBA Finals and lost to a Della Don, and that Washington team was just amazing. So this is her first year in Atlanta. We are glad that she is here. Courtney, we love you. Welcome to the team. We're glad that you're here in Atlanta. She's going to fit just – she's going to fit in here, and we love having her on the team, and we hope that she's getting better and getting those legs under her more. And that was this week's player,
at a glance. Well,
what are your thoughts?
I have a question. Now, being that you're from Florida, how close is IMG to where you are from?
So IMG is in Bradenton. So Bradenton is across the bridge. There's a huge bridge called the Skyway Bridge. And so you would have to go through Bradenton. Well, you would cross the bridge, and then you would be through Bradenton. So from my house, I would say it would probably take me about 45 to 50 minutes from my old house. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Bradenton's a nice place. Bradenton has some nice beaches. It's a older type community. A lot of people retire and kind of move to Bradenton, those that have money. But, yeah, those but yeah, Bradenton's a nice place, man. Bradenton's a nice place, so. Again, shout out to Bradenton, shout out to IMG, shout out to the 813.
813.
It's the 813, man. That's where I grew up. So, yeah, shout out to them. So, this week at a glance. So, doesn't get any easier for the Dream. Doesn't get any easier for the Dream. Wednesday, we got those Washington Mystics. Now, they don't have Elena Deladon playing this season, but they are still a handful. still a handful. We got an angry Minnesota team that's going to want to get their get back on Friday. You know they're going to want to get their get back because they are feeling salty about this loss. And you have the LA Sparks on Sunday. Like I said, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. But, hey, man, this is the WNBA. And Coach said from the beginning of the season, wins are hard to come by in this league. So if you want it, you're going to have to go get it. Fortunately, I think that they're starting. I think that they're on the uptick as far as how this team is playing together. So that's kind of a feel good feeling. So last week we didn't really do predictions, and that kind of worked out for us. So we're going to go with the flow. We're not going to go with predictions. Tell me just some things that you want to see this week from the Atlanta Dream.
What I want to see is the communication that we had today. This is what I want to see going into those games. Everybody was in sync. Everybody got to the rim. This is what I want to see in the next three games, period.
Exactly. I'm going to echo my sentiments that I said last week. I want to see this team continue to play as a cohesive unit, because we don't have the luxury of saying, hey, we're going to dunk the ball into Candace or Asia, and they're going to give us 20, and we just got to make our open shots. We don't have that luxury. Everybody has to scratch and claw, claw and scratch to get a W. That's just the makeup of this team. But again, I like Coach Nikki. I like the fire that she has. I like the fact that today you got to credit Coach just as much as this Nikki as you credit the players, because if she doesn't go in their locker room at halftime, they can easily just go out there, rest on the laurels and say, hey, man, we're 2-11. They're going to beat us anyway. She was like, nah, you guys can do it. And I think this is a game where it's just kind of a testament to Coach Nikki. I know you love Coach Nikki. You're going to beat that Coach Nikki.
I love my Coach Nikki. Don't you do that? love her.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I thought that this was a credit to her and her coaching staff today. This win, definitely. Because she lit that fire in the second half, and they responded.
They responded, man. Only to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. Only be a fly on the wall. But hey, man, sometimes you got to be that way. Sometimes when you're a family, sometimes you got to hear the uncomfortable truth. You know what I mean? You got to hear that uncomfortable truth. And she let them know, look, man, because she said that in the halftime, she was like, look, man, we didn't even talk X's and O's. It was like, do you want to win or not? You know what I mean? So she was on that stuff. She was ready to roll, man. She was ready to roll. So,
and that she did.
Yeah, credit to them. So just to recap, Dream get off the snide. They get the dub 78-75 and back in the win column. And hopefully this week more wins will follow. Hopefully Kennedy will join the team back. Hopefully she's feeling rested and feeling better. So we're going to see. I'm looking forward to this week. I'm thinking positive. I'm feeling positive. And I think that is about it, man. So
is that it? So soon.
I know. You know what I'm saying? time flies when you're having fun. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our parting shots.
Parting shots.
Part of the before we do our parting shots, let me put our
Put me in watch screen.
No, I'm not gonna put you in the full screen.
Okay.
I'm not gonna put you in the full screen. I said I was gonna put this up when we do our parting shots. So before we do our parting shots, one melancholy happy birthday to one Kobe Bean Bryant. I'm still not able to grab my mind around what has happened. I tried to watch. They played. I don't know if you ever saw the interview that he did with Ahmad Rashad a few years back. They tried to play. Well, they did play it on NBA TV today. Couldn't watch it. I tried to watch it. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it, man. Yeah. It still feels fresh, but it would have been 42 years old, a life that was taken away way too young. Also, everybody was in that helicopter. We pray peace and blessings upon their family.
Families, yes.
And we know that it's really hard for them day by day. But happy birthday to one Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant. So I will let that take us into our final parting shots.
And you know that was a part of my parting shots, right? So we have to go back and talk about that briefly. Again, you know, Kobe Bryant. And I will say this to you, and I would be honest with you, in the 90s, Kobe was not my favorite, but however, I learned to love him over the years, just to know how he appreciated the WNBA, you know, how he supported the WNBA, how he went out and supported his daughter's team and just spoke about it. And believe it or not, a lot of the big guys, a lot of them have never been to a WNBA game, but Kobe was very vocal about it. So my parting shot was thank you for bringing awareness, you know, presenting us with that Mamba mentality. Thank you, Kobe. Rest in peace. Happy birthday to you and Gigi and the family that were lost as well.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to follow your lead and have my parting shot be on one Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant as well. Kobe is 1 year older than me. I've grown up watching him grow through the same things that I did at around the same age. I'm 23 in college and 22 and stuff, and he's in the pros. And, you know, there have been many nights that I've rooted against Kobe because I wasn't always a Laker fan. But as you get older, you respect greatness, you know, and as you get older, you respect greatness regardless of the team. You become a fan of greatness. And that's how I became a fan of Kobe. It was like, yo, man, like this dude, he's arrogant, he's brash, and everything that he is that was maybe could be seen as negative. Like that's what fueled his greatness, you know. But outside of that, Kobe the father, Kobe the husband, Kobe the advocate for women's sports. Kobe was going to WNBA games before it was popular, you know?
Right.
And you have to credit him, and this is a platform where we highlight women's sports. Mm-hmm. Kobe was always beating that drum. Mm-hmm. He was always beating that drum. So salute to Kobe Bryant. Salute to the family. Prayers up to them and everybody that are still dealing with the effects of that car crash. Happy birthday to him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's my parting shot, man. That's my parting shot.
Perfect. Love it.
Yeah. So, rest in peace, Kobe. Dream get a victory today. Yes. And hopefully this week, next week, we can talk about some more victories, and hopefully return. We can talk about Kennedy's return. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been ATL Dreaming with E-Dub and the wonderful Yukiri. Yukiri, give out the your contact info for Chicks in the Sports and all that jazz.
Oh, gosh, of course. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
The Facebook.
The Facebook. That's what the aunties say. The Facebook. Yeah. The Facebook at Chicks in the Sports. And check out our website, chicksinthesports.com, where you can find all the greatest information about sports.
There you have it. And you can find me on Twitter at HawksBeat, mm-hmm. which is all of my Atlanta Hawks shenanigans. And GT Radio, you can follow us on Twitter at GT Radio 1100, and then you'll see all the links for all the things that we do with the ATL Dreaming. So for you, Kiri,
yes.
E-Dub,
yes.
We will see you guys next week. Peace and love.
Hi, Daddy.
Ruthless champion has ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out.